Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Yisrael, a parsha where we lay in the Aseret HaDibros, and we try to relive at least a little bit Kabbalah Satira. First topic I'd like to discuss is indeed one of the Aseret HaDibros, and that is the mitzvah of Shabbos. The Eid of Shabbos, of course, is mentioned in the Aseret HaDibros, Ki Sheshes Yamim, Os Chayim Ve'Esa'oretz, Esviyom Ve'Eskal Shabbam, Vayonach Be'yem Eshvi. Hashem created for 6 days. One of the questions that's always troubled me is whether it's correct to say Sheshes Yimei Bereishis or Shivas Yimei Bereishis. How many days are considered the days of the beginning? In Chazal, if you do a search, you will find that very often it says Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, and very often it says Shivas Yimei Bereishis. Some of the more famous Divrei Chazal, the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin Lamed Ches, Chotzva Amudeha Shiva, Elu Shiva Yimei Bereishis. It says that the Shiva Amudim, the Shiva pillars of the world, are the 7 days of creation. Wonderful. The first Rashi in Keheles, actually in Pasuk Beis, Shivas Havolim, Keneged Shiva Yimei Bereishis. The Havel Avolim are connected the 7 days of Bereishis, of the beginning. So there are 7 days of beginning. Rashi, in Pesachim Daf Ches Amid Aleph, the same thing in Tosfos above Avastra Ches Amid Beis, talks about the Or HaGonuz Meshivas Yimei Bereishis. So we find the expression, the 7 days of the beginning. On the other hand, we find in probably even more cases, the expression Sheshes Yimei Bereishis in Brachas Lamed Aleph, Yayin HaMeshomer Va'anovav Mei Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. Or in Shabbos Lamed Beis, Yipal Hadayfal Mimenu, Roiz Alipal Mei Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. So it needs some type of an explanation, some type of a gedder. When is it 6 days of Bereishis? When is it 7 days? Is there a Machlaikis? I don't know. It's something which really leaves a lot of explanation required. I'd like to share with you what I saw in the Beis HaLevi on Parshas Bereishis, Dibur HaMaskel Vayechal, actually the second Dibur HaMaskel Vayechal, there are two pieces starting with the word Vayechal. And there, the Beis HaLevi says what's really a pshat. He's coming to say a vart, but it's the aside is pshat in Sheshes Yimei Bereishis and Shivas Yimei Bereishis. He says the following. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechadesh for 6 days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created new things for 6 days. And I had to explain it on a very simple level. It's as if the Malachim wake up every morning and they say, wow, what's God going to do today? Yesterday he created the heavens and the earth. What's he going to do today? And one day he creates animals. Wow, what's the next? And the question of Sheshes Yimei Bereishis is hischachos, things that are new. And that was 6 days. There were 6 days of chodosh, of things that are absolutely new. However, on the seventh day, Hashem created something else that was new. And that is, Hashem created a day where everything that happened before has a hischachos. Hamechadesh betuvay b'chol yoyim tabid ma'aseh bereishis. Hashem is mechadesh, the ma'aseh bereishis, every single day. On the seventh day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that idea that everything that was created until now will repeat itself on an ongoing basis. So that On the seventh day, there was no hischachos, nothing absolutely new. But Hashem created the fact that there are days where, without anything new, everything is new. There's a hischachos in the Bria itself. The Yom HaShvi'i Hisa'alo V'yoshav HaKisei Kavodei. We say that on the seventh day, Hashem went up and sat on the Kisei HaKavod. As a matter of fact, we barely mention the Kisei HaKavod in the Siddur, except when we talk about Melech Yoshev HaKisei Ramanisa on Shabbos. We talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting on the Kisei HaKavod. Zok the Beis HaLevi. Sitting on the Kisei HaKavod is when Kaviyachal Hashem took off his construction clothes and he created a world that repeats itself, and is constantly having his chachos. And so, the Asheshes Yimei Bereishis and the Ashivas Yimei Bereishis. Sheshes Yimei Bereishis are the days of his chachos. Yayin HaMeshumer Ba'anovav Mesheshes Yimei Bereishis. Or Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph. Leil HaMeshumer Uba, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Meshumer Uba Mesheshes Yimei Bereishis. Something new happened. When there's a chachos, we refer to Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. Shivas Yimei Bereishis, that's the world, the ongoing world. The world that moves on, Chotzva Amudei HaShiva. The pillars of the world are the 7 days. Shivas HaVolim Keneged Shivas Yimei Bereishis. So that the Sheva Yimei Bereishis refers to a world which keeps on going, which keeps on moving, which has that power to be able to continue. And this seems to be the explanation of Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, Sivis Yimei Bereishis. Why it says Oyer Hagonas Mishivas Yimei Bereishis needs a little bit of explanation. But it's an insight into a topic which I admit needs further Iyum. Let's move on to something new. I was listening to the lighting on Monday, as I usually do, and in the pasuk before Sheni, I see that Yisrael, it appears in the pasuk, offers up Oyla Uzvachim LaHashem. He offers up Karbanis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oyla, we know, is a type of carbon. What is Zvachim? Rashi says, Shlamim. He brought Shlamim to Hashem. This pasuk struck me. We know a Ben Nayach is not eligible to bring a Shlamim. Bnei Nayach are only eligible to bring Oylois, as Nayach did, as Avraham Avinu did, and Yaakov Avinu did. Only after Matan Torah, I shouldn't say only after Matan Torah, because the Leil Pesach itself, but only after Klal Yisrael was created, were their karbanis to be eaten, a shlamim carbon. Why Yisrael bringing a shlamim? Now, like the Ramban, who writes that Yisrael was Megayer prior to this episode, and the whole episode took place after Matan Torah, it's good. He was a ger. But according to Rashi, and those who say that this episode took place before Matan Torah, it needs an explanation. It needs an explanation. Why is he bringing a shlamim? Now you might tell me, Rashi in the first pasuk says, Vayishma Yisrael, Vayisifu Ois Mishan Hizgayer. The Vav is because he was already Megayer. Reb Chaim Knievsky in Talmud Dekora is bothered. According to Rashi, he was not yet Megayer. Chaim Knievsky explains Rashi that HaKavanah Shepirish Me'avei Dezar. So HaKaponim, if he was not Megayer, Sarachin, why is he bringing a carbon shlamim? A third topic, a halacha topic. Reb Pan used to say that although the Mishnah Berurah brings B'Shem L'Chayei Adam as a Chiddush, that the Bracha B'Yirei Minei Mezaynos works for everything except for water, because everything is mazin, everything is satisfying. So a B'Yirei Minei Mezaynos to the Eved is adequate for all foods. But Rav Pam said, he said, HaMaitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz as well, could patter other things. And if I recall correctly, he said lechem includes all foods, as we find in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yudalad. In Shmuel Aleph Perek Yudalad, Shaul is going to battle against the Pelishtim. Vayoyal Shaul Lamar. And Shaul made Klal Yisrael swear, saying, Orer ha'ish asher yoichal lechem ad ha'erev. Cursed is the man who will eat bread until the evening. He wanted Klal Yisrael to go to battle fasting. Now, as you will surely remember from Perek Yudalad, Yonasan, the son of Shaul, is out of earshot at the time that that cherem is made. And he eats honey, he eats dvash. And then he goes into the into battle. He and his boy who helps him with his kelim, the two of them go to battle all by themselves. Shaul says, "You violated the cherim." The people say, "Hayenison Yomus Ashaasa Yeshua Hagadayla Hazais." It's an episode. But the Shmuel was not to eat lechem. Yenison didn't eat lechem, he had honey. So Rashi says, Kol machol b'mashma. All food is included. So that's a source that all food is included in lechem. And really, this week's parasha, I wonder why one would have to bring a raya from Shmuel Aleph. In this week's parasha, after it says that Yisrael took oilu zvachim le'lekim, says Vayavei Aaron v'chosik nei Yisrael lechel lechem im chayseh ma'ishlof ne'alekim. They came to eat lechem. Lechem? I thought we just learned that it was vachim, that it was meat. It would seem that this week's parasha has a makar lechel lechem im chayseh ma'isha, and they ate meat, that other foods are included in lechem. So it seems to be another raya to this yisayin. I'd like to end with a kasha. Tainis Esther is a day we fast. Why do we fast? So Rashi tells, rather the Mishnah Berurah brings, because on the day of Tainis Esther, the 13th day of Adar, Klal Yisrael did battle with its enemies. And the custom is that when Klal Yisrael goes to battle, everybody fasts. It's the Yom Tainis, the Eska Kadosh Baruch Hu for Hatzlacha. My question is, in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yudalid, I just told you this, Shaul says that the people should fast. Yainasan eats davash. And if you look at the Psukim say clearly that Yainasan faulted his father. As a matter of fact, it's striking that his son will fault his father. He says that his father did incorrectly by telling people to fast. As a matter of fact, he says, if the people had eaten and not fasted, the Yeshua would have been a greater Yeshua. Look at Perek Yudalit of Shmuel Aleph, Pasuk Chav Tes and Lamed. So the Pasuk seems to fast, to fault Shaul. And yet, not true, not true. Klal Yisrael in the time of Purim. And for those of you who are experts in Nach will know that the story of Purim was later than the story of Shaul and Yainasan. They fasted then too. Sarachi and Gadol, why are they psukim which fault Shaul? And later, that seems to be the continued custom in Klal Yisrael. Well, you have until Purim, 1 in 3 weeks, to come up with an answer. Wishing everybody an absolutely wonderful, delightful Shabbos Kodesh, a meaningful Shabbos Kodesh to one and all.